section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I'd be here every time you needed me. My wife is.
How close are you being to single again?
Hey. No,
not real.
We can do that right in front of you.
Jeez.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Assanippi, Massachusetts, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Bang Bang Live Live, IBWIP Speakeasy, What's Up in East Smoke, Would You Rather, and Throwing Stones in Glass Houses with your host, The Voice, The Big E, and me, The Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Leiter!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 250 of It Burns an IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
We're about to give you about an hour and a half's worth of information.
Count it down.
Laughs.
Two.
We hope.
Anal probing.
Whoa. Oh, three and four.
Pump the brakes.
Wait, I didn't get that memo.
That was three and four.
That's only three.
Okay.
How many things do I need to give you?
For free? Yeah, you don't owe us anything, sir.
I'm talking about the listeners. I don't really care about you.
Oh. All
right, folks. We have a great show for you. Thank you for tuning in to IBWIP. We love them, Zoo. So, all right. Well, now that I've got everything squared away, let's introduce my cohorts for this evening. First, to my left.
To my left.
Yep. Sitting in... what we call the cow seat.
Yep.
Moo.
Moo.
Bitch. Get moo, out moo, the Buckaroo. Way.
He always wears a tie now. Now that he's a podcaster for FCF Network, Drunken Lullabies.
Yep.
He wears a tie everywhere he goes.
Yep.
He likes to...
Look professional. While acting unprofessional.
He likes to say his tag.
Oh, yes. May your music be loud and your beers be cold.
No.
Wrong one.
Let's get things cracking.
Welcome to the show, The Voice, Dustin.
What is up?
Woo! He's my hero.
Do you feel it necessary to dress up just for us?
No. We can't all wear free t-shirts.
That's true. All right, Mr. Funny Man, you're back to where you were the last time you were on. Sitting right across from me, we changed the whole spectrum of sitting.
Our feng shui.
I used to do everything with my right hand. Now I'm trying to do it with my left hand. I didn't even think about it. It's very difficult. But I'd like to have you across from me now. We've spent, for the first time ever, we spent time not podcasting together. And... let me say, it was wonderful. Let's welcome the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Joke's on you. I recorded the whole thing. And it's a podcast now.
What's it called?
Friendship Cast. Friendship Forever.
Was it good?
No.
How many downloads did you get?
Download.
Download. All right. And finally, head of security, vape expert, he's known by two names. First, he's known as The Butcher.
The Butcher.
Which I think we're just going to drop the other name and just call him The Butcher.
Yeah. There's already a Big E out there.
He's
big,
there is?
He's a big black dude in the WWE. Oh, yeah. Big E Langston, part of The New Day. Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about that fucking bizarre guy from fucking D12.
Oh, no. We're talking D12 again now?
Let's welcome to the show The Butcher.
The Butcher. Big E. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to start playing that song, song by, what's her name?
Purple Pills?
No, there's a Butcher song. something
by Dixie Chicks.
Carmen Lee and the Tomorrow River 2. I'm gonna next time I'm gonna queue it up and play it.
You could have given me Eternity. I would have never guessed.
Oh
that.
No, I didn't expect you to get it. I don't expect you to get anything.
I had a wonderful time with you. Oh boy, you know, I don't know if you guys know this.
No,
not anyone who's not Blake, but I took a little trip this weekend. A little trip to Chi-Town to experience one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I don't think we have to play the whole thing.
I thought you were going to say Blake Naked, but...
Blake Naked?
Yeah.
Blake Naked!
Yeah, we went to Chicago. It was Friday. We both called in sick to work and said... Fuck the man.
You rebels.
Yes, we
do. Do you want to start or to give paint the picture? Here's the brush.
Oh, thank you. Let me just dip in here and
paint the picture.
Paint a thousand words. Yeah, a couple months ago, it was announced that one of our favorite podcasts, Comedy Bang Bang, was going to go on tour. And Blake said, hey, I got you a ticket. You're going. Now you get a cheap hotel room. And I said, okay.
That's not quite the way it went.
No, I was excited to go.
They're doing a tour. It's like the first time in like two or three years.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
It was Lauren Lapkus.
Your favorite.
Paula Tompkins.
Yep. Also your favorite.
The host of Comedy Bang Bang, Scotty Aukerman.
Your favorite.
And that one guy that does John Lennon.
Your favorite.
But it was at the, what theater was that? The
Anthonium?
Anthonium Theater?
Anthonium?
Anthonium Theater.
Something like that. Something like purposefully hard to pronounce. Just it's too cool to pronounce.
It was a beautiful old theater. Yeah. It was kind of like, remember the Madison? Yeah. It was very, you know, very theatrical. We drove down there, and whenever you drive in Chicago, there's traffic that I'm not used to.
He was so angry.
You drove?
Yeah. I wasn't angry.
All right, let's turn back the clock just a little bit. I'm sorry. You said, hey, I want to leave at noon. I'll be at your house at 11:30, which is great, because I was going to say, hey, just come over to my house, because I don't want to get robbed because my truck's not there. So you came over, and immediately you were just like, tense, I got to get out of here, I got to get up there. Like, you're so nervous until the whole day until you're sitting in that seat in the theater, you're just like, I don't know if we're going to make it, something bad's going to happen.
And that was when I was having the most fun. As soon as we sat down in the chair, I was like, And about 15 minutes of sitting in the chair, Jason's like, fucking boring.
Yeah.
Show started at 7, and promptly, a lot of shows you don't know if they're going to start on time, but it did because they had a second show, so they had to adhere to their schedule. And you were, the whole time, it was like, okay, we got there about just before 6, I think, and 6:15 the doors open, and you were like, I want to press my whole body against the glass until they open the doors. And I was like, you know what? Let's just do a lap around the block. And you're like, you were uncomfortable with it.
How early did you get there?
Well, we got there
6. We got 6:04 is
1 hour before it started.
We went up to go see Oh Yeah Dude up at the Vic up in Chicago, and we got there like 3 hours early. So there was a lot of walks around the block.
But it was fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun. We had a great time. It was a beautiful night. I went up and seen Wrigleyville, and went up and seen there was a Cubs game while we were there. Yeah.
I was trying to take in the sights and the sounds of Chicago. I don't get up there that much, and it was a beautiful night. It was probably about 55, 60 degrees, wonderful jacket weather. And I was like, you know what? Let's take a lap around the block here. And you were uncomfortable, and I knew it, and I didn't care, and I still wanted to walk around the block.
What part of Chicago was it in? Like the old part?
It was the north side. It wasn't downtown at all. The highest building was like 4 stories.
Okay. It wasn't on the south side.
It definitely wasn't
on the south side. Yeah.
But our hotel was 11 miles from the venue. That's it, 11 miles.
Right on.
Yeah.
Courtesy of not too Jason's bad. Hookup?
No, Jason hooked us up. We checked in, and we were like, hey, this is where we're going. What time should we leave? And he's like, oh, you should leave at least an hour ahead of time. And I'm like, it's 11 miles away.
You're in Chicago, not Pekin.
So we left, and it was more than an hour because we were going to go down and walk around.
Well, like you get in the car, and it's like, hey, 32 minutes to your destination. And then we hit a wall of traffic. It's like, hey, 72 minutes to your... Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. GPS goes, 72 minutes and has then been added to your route.
Then where did you park when you got into town? I mean, because we had to pay to park when we...
Well, again, you know, thankfully it was far enough north. I think it was around the Lincoln Park area.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Luckily, the parking was free, and there's parking at the venue.
Oh, okay.
Seemingly, ample parking, especially for the people who got there an hour early.
Right on.
$6. That's not bad.
Was it? Oh yeah, it was. There was a pay to park. I'm sorry,
it cost us like $75 to park for the whole thing.
Yeah, the last time I parked in Chicago, I ended up having to pay $250.
Oh my god!
Did you get a fine?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, we were on the way up there, and I wasn't even thinking, and I had no change whatsoever. Right. And then all of a sudden,
speaking of fines,
yeah, we got to the first little toll. It was like the toll to get onto the expressway.
Okay,
and it was like 90 cents, yeah, or something like that. Oh, I scrounged up that no problem, and then I was like, "Fuck! I have no more change, no more bills, no nothing." And I was like, "We're gonna hit another one.
You can pay them online."
Do you remember the story I told you when me and Christy and my mom blew through all four of them?
Yeah,
and it cost us $80.
Well, we Jason, being the bad influence he is, we came upon one. He goes, "Just go through the iPass," and you know what? I fucking nailed it. And what do we both instinctively? What do we both do as we're passing underneath the cameras?
Flip it off.
Flip them off. We're like, "Fuck you guys!" If we're gonna get now.
No, you can pay them online.
Yeah,
you have like
pay
a certain amount of time, and you can pay it.
Yeah, you better.
And then
pay
you don't
that,
get fined.
That's how I got fined. So you better.
So I'm just gonna have to pay the regular amount.
Yeah,
yeah. If you do it in a certain, how you can only still been a couple days. So you need to get on whatever it is and the iPass thing and pay that.
Okay.
I think you go to Kickstarter.
If not, that's gonna turn from its regular fine into $30.
Okay.
Well, what about the flipping off? Well,
that's gonna turn into
a
court appearance.
That's
in
a premium
in Chicago.
You pay a premium to flip off the government.
Premium.
So I broke the law already before we even get into town. I've broken the law.
Mm-hmm. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Honestly, what else could we have done? There was no attendant there. Right, you had to have change to throw in there. We had nothing. What else are you going to do? You fly through the iPass lane.
That's why they have that option.
Yeah, because they're saving money and not employing people there. So we just blow through it.
Not like that guy on the way home who was at an off ramp. You know, the tolls at the off ramp that don't have attendance.
Right.
And instead of going through the iPass thing, he just stopped and
backed it up.
I think he was trying to talk to the machine. Like, "I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Where do I put my money?
I'm so sorry."
It was
so
more of
sorry
a,
about
it was more of a Spanish accent.
Oh.
Hey,
man. So, the show starts.
Right on time.
Right on time.
Beautiful theater.
Pretty good. It was really, really good. I had trouble hearing.
Me too.
A lot of that. I think, but we had good seats.
He didn't have his Beats on. That's why he was
I had my Beats on. I had good seats. It was entertaining. It was funny.
Good crowd.
Yeah, it was sold out because that's why they had two shows because they had sold out. So it gets over at like...
It was like 8:30, 8:45.
8:30, 8:45, and they had another show that started at 9:30.
Okay.
But there's a meet and greet after every show. So I told him, I said, "Hey, when this thing gets done, as soon as people start clapping and they do a bow or whatever, get the fuck downstairs." So we both got up, and there was this fat motherfucker sitting at the end of our row.
I'm sorry.
And no, he made you look like me.
Whoa!
And,
God
and
damn him!
So him and this girl. I don't know how he got this girl to go anywhere with him. They just kind of sat there. So we hopped over
him.
No, we hopped over the back of the seats and went down. And I'd say we ended up being maybe 40th in line. Would you say 40th?
Maybe even closer than that.
And so we were starting to worry because they weren't coming down.
Right.
I was like, shit. And so they're all like, "Hey, you know, no pictures. You know, we got a lot of people to get through. There's not going to be any pictures. Just have them sign, blah, blah, blah." And this was like my finisher. This was where I was going to nut on the face of Comedy Bang Bang. This is,
Hang on, man. You said you're going to nut on somebody's
face. Hey, Nong Man is right. I bought a Hey, Nong Man shirt.
They did. Two for $50.
Two for 50. So, Scott, PFT, and the other guy.
Mike Hanford.
Sorry, Mike. They come, whisking through real quickly, and they sit down in the thing. There's no Lauren Lapkus. And I'm like,
I couldn't see up there. I didn't know you could see all that.
They walked right by us.
Did they really?
Yeah, they walked down the hall
right by us. I'm sure PFT would have stood out in that crowd. He's always dressed much like I do for my podcasts now, very dapper.
I didn't see them walk.
Oh yeah, they sprinted right by us.
Did they really?
And then,
wow, okay.
Because Lauren Lapkus is from Chicago, so her family, who we made fun of the whole time until I found out that was their family, so she was back with her family, and then she comes sprinting up. I'm like, okay. So the line starts, and I get up there, and I'm, like, sweating. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm going to meet.
Did you tell her how horrible that show was on Netflix?
No, I did not tell her that. But I had her sign my shirt, and she put her hand out and shook my hand, smiled at me, and said, I love you, Blake. And I was like, I love you, too.
She said that?
Yeah. And Jason's like, Blake, don't forget, you're married to Molly. And I'm like,
habba-shibba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Then he started scatting.
It's the weirdest interaction ever.
Right. And so I shook hands with her. She signed my shirt. Then that guy, whoever that
was. Mike Camford.
Yeah. He signed my shirt.
One of the birthday boys.
Right. He signed my shirt. And then, listen, okay. So I love Paul F. Tompkins. He's one of my idols, right?
Yeah.
And he signed my shirt. And his signature is upside down exclamation point PFT regular exclamation point.
That's the Spanish way of doing exclamations.
Well, he was signing it. And I said, I love your show, Spontanea Nation, because that's one of my favorite podcasts. He stopped signing my shirt, looked up at me, said, thank you. Thank you very much. And he put out his hand and he shook my hand.
Aw.
And I was like, Then I was like, okay, well, now we're going to get a Scott Aukerman. He's going to be some big asshole. You know, I mean, I just thought,
mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, I knew they were going to be in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, but up to this point, none of them had acted like they were in a hurry. Because we were toward the beginning of the line, they hadn't gotten, you know, press for time.
Right.
I said, I love all your work. You know, I had a great show. And he was like, thank you very much. And, he shook my hand. He made eye contact with me. He was really nice. And he was, you know.
Yeah, my experience was, first of all, I didn't even notice they rushed by us. I always think that places like that have secret passageways and, like, tunnels.
Like David Copperfield, they just appear behind the table.
Right, there's some sort of weird mirror that masks them or makes them invisible to the naked eye. But I thought they had crawled out of the wall somewhere. But no, there they were at the table. I didn't even see them. And then I came in, I was like, you know what? We don't have time to stop for pictures. So before I get my stuff signed and I shake hands, whatever, I'm going to step to the side real quick.
Yeah.
And we'll snap a photo. And I got a picture, not that they were together, arms around each other, looking at the camera, but a picture of Blake and Lauren together.
In the same camera frame.
I saw it.
And I was pretty pleased with that. Even though I'll show you guys the picture. We can post it online if you want. Of Mike Hanford making very eerie eye contact with my camera as I'm taking the photo. But anyway, this is what I always say. They always say it's what's in a person's heart. That's what matters. And I say fuck that. What's in a person's heart. It's a person's actions. It's what they do. I don't care what their agenda is.
Yeah.
If they're nice, if they're doing a good thing, then it counts. And all these people were very nice. I don't care if they had a person smacking them in the back of the head, like as a PR person, say, hey, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this to your fans. Whatever it was, it worked because everyone was very nice. They shook my hand, no problem. I was very polite to them. They were smiling. They did, like what you said, Blake, they made eye contact. Everyone was extremely pleasant. It was a very good experience. It is so easy for one of those people just to dismiss you or wave you off, and then that is left with a stink forever in your mind.
You don't want to listen to their show.
Fuck those guys.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I was worried about meeting Scott Aukerman, because I love Scott Aukerman. He's very talented, but I just figured him to be the butthead of the group. You know what I mean?
Well,
just...
and I mean, I was the same way when I met Jimmy Pardo for the first time.
Oh, he's so fucking
funny. And I was a big fan, and just listening to the show, you know, he talks about how he's kind of awkward talking to people afterwards and stuff, and you know, we just ended up chatting quite a bit. We had some things in common. He used to run a record store. I was running a record store.
He was in the music industry, too.
Yeah, yeah. And it ended up just through that and being an active participant on their webpage and everything, I kind of became on a first-name basis with him. And when he would come through town, he'd be like, oh, hey, Dustin. Like, I wouldn't even have to, like, introduce myself
after
the show.
Like, when you go see him at the jukebox or something,
he'd recognize me. Like, he came to the store and hung out and chatted for about a half hour on his morning the next day.
He's hands down the funniest comedian I've ever seen live.
Wow.
He is phenomenal. He's hilarious.
So I'm glad you had a good experience.
Yeah, I had a good experience.
This whole
Mark Maron, I'd be worried about.
Is this a show I should be listening to? Because I don't.
It's definitely
I still say How Did This Get Made is my favorite Earwolf.
Yeah, but I love Spontanea Nation.
Well, no, no.
If you like improv
and characters,
Spontanea Nation is great. He PFT interviews a comedian or somebody
I've heard of this on Google Play. It's always running an ad
about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay,
and then he has four improv people that, based off of the information during his interview, they do an improv thing.
Okay.
But just for you know, shits and giggles and laughs. And characters and stuff. Comedy Bang Bang is really good.
I forgot Never Not Funny is on Your Wolf now. So that's my favorite, but How Did This Get Made is probably second favorite.
Overall, very good experience. Everyone was very pleasant. Beautiful venue. Sound could have been a little bit better, but I had a really great time.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we went out and got Luminaldi's pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Luminati?
The Illuminati.
Yeah. He was like, you want to have a Illuminati pizza? And I'm like, I don't have those kind of connections.
Like, I don't want to sacrifice a virgin.
I don't have my Mason ring on.
I've heard it's good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
It's deep dish pizza.
I referred to that part of the evening as the Asian pizza.
The Asian pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Because behind Jason sat a Asian woman.
Was she beautiful?
Who had some tattoos, who had short hair, shit. Who was not speaking English.
There were several of them back. There was a murder of Asians, I would say.
Murder. Holla,
but
holla.
As Jason and I were just talking and stuff, I found myself a couple times where I lost track of what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And
happens a lot.
And, you know, I said, what was I thinking? I was just trying to say something. What was I going to try to say?
He creeped the shit out of these broads, basically. They were very attractive Chinamen, for sure.
And we had pizza. It was really good. And we drove. Okay, so what took us an hour to drive to took us 30 minutes.
Maybe
20 minutes
yeah.
to drive back to.
Oh, no shit.
This is about probably 10:30, 11, right? We get back. We watch a little Seth Meyers.
Cuddle a little bit.
We left one bed perfectly still. We made a mess of the second bed.
Oh, boy. That sounds like another story for
heat.
It was fun. I had a good time.
I had a great time. Thank you for taking me.
Thank you for being taken by me.
Thank you for being a friend.
But
high five that one.
We're kind of short on time, but I want to tell the final story of this happened the next day.
Yeah.
We attempted to go to a Benny's. We passed four of them on the way there.
Benny's,
they're everywhere.
Right.
Benny's?
We passed four of them on the way there.
Yeah.
On the way back, we passed none.
I don't know how we did that.
And we came back the same way we went.
I really felt like we did go back very similar way, if not exactly the same way. Wow.
But he's like, hey, let's have some lunch before we go. We'll go to
Portillo's.
Bordotello's. Bordotello's.
Bordotello's?
Donatello.
Donatello, yes.
Luigi's.
Raphael.
Right. It was a hot dog place, right? Mm-hmm. Like a famous hot dog place.
Right.
We go in there. Instantly, I have tons of anxiety.
Oh, really?
It's really, really loud. People are hollering. It seemed to be two different lines for two different restaurants, although it was the same restaurant.
He was losing his mind.
And so I ended up just freezing, standing there. And then all of a sudden,
an Asian walked in.
No.
Something even more disturbing.
Jason, cool, calm, collective.
Oh,
I never, ever, ever see Jason lose his
shit.
Get
riled up.
I almost did.
So they had people, like employees in the line who were taking orders to kind of move the line along.
Yeah, that's smart.
But they had these two lines, and it wasn't clearly defined which line was for what.
It really wasn't. You're right.
And so then this old guy who was working there starts waving Jason, just like angrily waving him, like, come on.
He didn't
say that, but he was just waving him angrily.
Yeah.
And then all I hear is, I turn around, and Jason says, I'm coming, old man. And the guy goes, you don't call me an old man.
He's like, no, he said, I said, relax, old man, we're coming. He goes, hey, dude, don't call me an old man.
I have progeria. I'm actually 18.
But I was terrible. Like, oh, shit. I was like, Jason's going to get in a fight with an old man.
Well, I turned around. I said, don't be waving your hands at us like that. We're coming. He's like, no, you're not. You're just standing still.
We're so.
It was creepy. I was pissed. I was pretty fucking pissed about that. But whatever.
I'm surprised you guys didn't go to people to fight with Wiener Circle, especially with the Black Magnet over here.
With the milkshake?
Get him a chocolate shake.
Didn't I say that while we're up there? We should go find that place so we can get some big fat black titties in our face?
Motorboat.
It sounds delicious. So that's what it was. That's where it was. That's what it will be. It was a great time.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble? Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
Can you imagine being charged for dancing?
being charged for dancing?
That was in the intro there.
Maybe
the
in Utah.
Dancing is free.
Maybe in Utah.
Maybe the best point you've ever made.
Whoops. For those of you that check out the video later on of this section of the podcast, the What's Up in East Smoke section, hopefully by then the sun will have gone down because right now...
Oh, bad glare.
Big E is glowing as though he is from the heavens. And he's loving it.
Love it.
All right, this is IBWIP Speakeasy, and I think we haven't played it in a long time.
It's been a while.
Has it been a while?
It's been a while. And what it is I start this off with a sentence, and we go around the room, and we each add a sentence and try to make something.
Yeah.
It rarely works, like most of our bits. But so let's start it off.
Our bits are
It's not
flawless.
For a lack of trying, though.
Oh, no. The effort is always there. All right. Here we go.
We're going clockwise or counterclockwise? This is very important.
Who's next?
We'll go this Goldberg. Way. What's this?
That's counterclockwise.
Distill
counterclockwise? That's a good beer.
Shameless plug.
Hey, they're sponsoring.
Right. All right. I don't know. I didn't prepare.
Shameless plug from the man who's wearing two different pieces of paraphernalia.
Okay, here we go.
You got it, buddy.
A long time ago, two orphans sat on the steps in front of an orphanage.
And they were talking about how they wish they met the mother that they never had.
So they set out on an adventure unlike any before, to find their mother. And oh, the adventure they had.
They went into a candy forest and encountered a gumdrop tree.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
You gotta be derailing this.
Is what the child said.
No. Yeah. The little boy orphan said, we shouldn't go over to that candy shack, because there's probably a creepy witch on it. So let's take this duck boat that we have found, and let's go deeper into the dark woods.
And on this duck boat, they went on a glorious... They seen things that they've never seen before, like their mom.
They saw visions of their mom.
Yeah.
And glistening on the side on the shore... And while not paying attention, the duck boat crashed.
And the sister didn't know how to swim. And she was floundering in the water. And the brother had to decide what to do. Should he lighten the load and continue his quest alone? And have all the glory and motherly love? Because she wouldn't even know that a daughter existed. He could be an only child, finally. So he decided
that was a damn good idea because bitches be tripping. This voyage will go a lot smoother if this damn female is not riding my ass the whole time on this duck boat. Yeah. So he threw her over. Let her just go. She sunk to the bottom and had a very painful filling up of the lungs with water. And she died. So the little boy said, onward, ducky. But he came to a waterfall where he heard the sounds of...
silence?
Of silence?
No. Sounds of science.
Sirens.
Oh.
Siren sound of a woman's voice.
And these sirens sounded just like the mother he never knew.
So he made his way to the sirens, abandoning the duck boat. And once he reached the origin of the sounds, he found...
this fat old lady. Because it ain't over till the fat lady sings. And I think the story's approaching the end. So I thought a fat lady was probably the appropriate choice.
She sang.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. And they lived happily ever after. That was awful.
I look looked up what "it's been a while" in Spanish is because I wanted to contribute, and it's "ha sido un rato."
Well, can you write that down for me? Can you write that down for me?
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, Dustin, that was awesome, but I need another beer. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. All right. I got to meet Scott Aukerman. Surprisingly enough, I wasn't thrown out when I asked how Kulap tastes.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton.
You got some doctoring to do.
There you go. Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. Before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
This is you, Rocky Top.
This is me, Rocky Top. Hey, folks, this is normally where we talk about our sponsor, Rocky Top Vapor. At rockytopvapor.com, and you can use promo code IBWIP20. But I talked to Michael, don't call him Mike Sink, earlier today, and he was talking to me about the FDA's new stronghold that they're putting on vaping and vape products. And he wanted me to let everybody know about of the Cole Bishop Amendment. And basically, we're going to have Michael on next week talking about this issue. But you can go to rockytopvapor.com, and there is a tab. See, I should have all this stuff ready to go. We can find out all the information at casaa.org. As soon as you go to rockytopvapor.com, they have a humongous banner right there in the middle. You just click it, and it's going to tell you all the facts. And we want to make some awareness for what's going on. Even if you don't vape, check it out. Basically, I'm going to tell you in a nutshell what's going on. They're saying, okay, FDA says from now on, the FDA has to approve all this stuff. So as of August 8th of this year, nothing can be nothing new. And they got 2 years to submit. That's everything from juices to mods. Anything that has to do with vape, it's no more new stuff, and they're gonna have to go through and get FDA approval for everything.
At about a million dollars
a request, I guess, basically. So, hey, I haven't smoked in a year and a half, and I'm a better health right now. I met a lot of cool people who have dedicated their lives to vaping and helping people not smoke. And in a couple years, everybody that I know and ever could basically be out of a job and could have lost their business, tens of thousands of people.
The death of an entire industry.
Which it boggles my mind how that can possibly happen.
All they got to do is regulate it and then turn it into a cash influx for the government. What are they doing? They're leaving money on the table.
But next week we're going to have Michael, don't call him Mike, Sink on from Rocky Top Vapor to tell you more about. So go to rockytopvapor.com. Again, you just click on the big banner of this, casaa.org. The Cole Bishop Amendment is what we really need to be paying attention to right now.
They're trying to change the grandfather date, too, on all this stuff so this doesn't happen.
Right. So help us out, because I want to live for a couple more days.
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics. all with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
That was S&M Radio, and I was very disappointed the first time I ever listened to that show, because it's not what I expected it to be.
Well, what did you expect it to be?
I think you know what I was expecting.
She no masochism. Yes. She no masochism.
The state. That's a state reference.
It is.
Yeah?
That really is. Well.
Look at that guy.
Well done.
Yeah. Well done. All right, folks. Well, here it is. We've barricaded as much sunlight as possible.
Yeah.
It's fucking Mars is what it is. Mars is still shining brightly tonight over us. But let's get into a little What's Up and Eat Smoke.
Smokety smoke.
Well, I sent my pretty baby to the neighborhood store. My head was bobbling from the night before. I said you'd better hurry as she went out the gate. My system needs a helper and I don't mean a steak. She had a cold six pack when she got back, but it was
root beer.
Root beer. This is my favorite part because we get to just blow stuff in Jason and Dustin's face, and they can't do a damn thing about it.
I wish we could.
It's part of the show.
I'm going to start spitting beer, like just Triple H just with the water. I'll just start doing that.
Just spraying beer at people. Well, this is where we usually do a review. What's up in East Smoke? We should have named it something else because it's not smoke. But me and Big E get vape juices from
the juices
all over the lands.
Yes.
And today we have a new line from an old friend.
Yes.
Pastime Craft Juice from our buddies at Premier Liquids. PremierLiquids.com. Well,
why have I heard of Premier Liquids?
I don't know.
I've got a hat on.
I don't know.
Biggie's got a couple shirts.
I got my Beats, my Bruce City Juice hat on.
Well, let's kind of give you a get you caught up. PJ from Bruce City, about a year ago, we got a hold of him. He sent us some juice, and it was the Bruce City,
mm-hmm.
Bruce City juice, and the most amazing juice flavor we have ever had, Blue Raz.
Yes.
To this day, it's like crack cocaine.
You're chasing the dragon.
I'm chasing the dragon because I can't get it. You know, I don't have any more. When I do get it, I go through it so fast. And then today, Biggie texts me and he's like, "Hey, I've still got a half a bottle." And I was like, "He's going to ask me for $1 million." No,
nope.
He just gave it to me.
That's right.
Well, he vapes at a zero. Right?
Yeah. Well, that man, and the one that I gave him was zero.
Okay.
But it's just. It was time to move on.
So we've reviewed Bruce City mm-hmm. before. We've reviewed No Name.
No Name.
And basically, Premier Liquid is kind of the umbrella.
Yeah, they're a collective.
For a number of different lines.
Yes.
And they just came out with a new one. It's called Pastime. I always like to do a song that has to do with the thing. And I was like, Pastime. I was gonna do like John Fogerty's Put Me in Coach.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been bad.
Because to me, it was kind of Pastime baseball.
Yeah, America's
then I was
pastime.
Like, I don't think that's what the shtick of this is, you know? And then I was like, I'll do Pink Floyd's Time.
Yeah?
No, the intro to that is like 8 minutes long.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of clocks ticking.
Right. So I just went with George Jones, the man, and his song Root Beer because one of the flavors of this new line is root beer. Jason, I know that you love to read.
I love reading.
And so let's have you read the flavor profile for Fountain.
The Fountain, a creamy root beer and vanilla ice cream float. That sounds pretty good.
Delightful.
Yeah.
There is not a lot of whimsical writing for these flavors.
They let their juice do the talking, right?
Exactly. They're like, you know what? We could spend 45 minutes giving you this fancy dancy
like vape description.
I got this one on my RDA right now, and I will start it off. If anybody's had Not Your Father's Root Beer, it tastes pretty damn spot on to that.
Hmm. What are you using for that? What's your?
I got a Plume Veil, and I'm rocking with a Twisted at about 0.5.
I got an oop-de-oop at a 2.7.
All right. Dustin, I'm glad you finally caught on.
Yeah, it tastes like it tastes like a hard root beer.
Yeah, it's like the old fashioned root beer. Yeah. It's not the sweet, sugary root beer. It's that classic
kicks your ass a little bit.
Kicks your ass.
It's got a spice.
It's got a little bite to it.
Yeah.
It's like when your girlfriend just comes over and just kind of nibbles you on your neck. You know how it is, Dustin.
I like that.
You like that? You like that?
Dustin's like,
she don't bash your kitchen.
Dustin's like, she's moved in now, so technically it's legal in all 50 states.
He says, whoop-de-doo-de-doo.
So, yeah, the root beer float, I didn't get a lot of creaminess, like ice cream, but definitely a root beer. And like I said, the gritty, not gritty as in...
Like you're eating a pear. It's not like that.
No, it's just it's that classic root beer taste. Yeah. It is phenomenal. And right off the bat here, you want to hold that up. They sent it to you just like the Bruce City stuff and the No Name stuff.
Their packaging is spot very cool on.
I'll put the camera on it. It's a little cardboard crate.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a soda thing that you get from McDonald's.
But
cooler.
But miniature.
And I'll tell you something. This came in really handy because when we were driving to Chicago, a lot of times I have four or five different bottles, and there's no place to put them in the car. You set them down, and they fall over. They're all over the place. Your wife smacks you in the face and says, you got to quit vaping. But this, I was like, you know what? I'll vape these. I'll preview them and everything, and I just put them in the little box.
Yeah, it's like a six-pack.
Yeah, it was like a six-pack. It's like your little craft beer.
Exactly.
But this is a craft juice. E-liquid inspired by Days Gone By. I didn't know if we had mentioned that part. Right off the bat, okay, there's four flavors. We'll go through all of them. I did want to say, flavor presentation-wise, excellent. Flavors all around. We'll go through each one of them. Really good. There's only one thing I can knock about them. These fucking bottles.
Glass bottles, yeah.
I cannot do glass bottles anymore. It's killing me. I don't know if it's because like my arthritic hands can't open these. I mean, yes, they're
You have arthritis too? I thought you just had
and arthritis. But they're supposed to be childproof. I understand. Yeah. That's great. But they're adult proof. I cannot get them open for the life of me.
I had a hard time when I first got here, too.
Now, why do people opt for the glass bottles? Does it preserve things better than the plastic, but the plastic's just easier? It's more malleable
I'll tell you one thing about e-juice.
What's that?
Some of it's acidic. So
they like the devil.
So there's some things that you can't keep in a plastic bottle.
It'll just eat through over time?
It'll eat the bottle.
I thought you said Hasidic, which I thought was weird.
I was referencing Jews again.
Yeah. You want I should vape this?
Yeah, you want us to vape this? No, but yeah, that's probably one of the main reasons why, because glass is probably is gonna hold up.
The second flavor, let's do the classic. And as I put in, I got brand new copper. I got copper.
Do you eat the cotton after you change it out?
No.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
You throw it away. Gotcha. But as I start to set up my little drippy thing here, Jason is going to read the classic.
A cold cherry and flus.
And floozy.
A whore.
What a hussy.
A cold cherry-infused classic cola soft drink.
Cola?
Yeah.
Classic
cola, a little grenadine.
As soon as you get that, I'm going to try it.
I've been vaping on this one. I was actually worried that I was going to run out before...
I even had a chance.
Before Biggie had a chance, because I really like it. I do not like dark sodas. I do not like colas.
I'll just hit it off here.
For the life of me, I don't like colas. A cherry Coke... A Pepsi,
you're
a
Coca-Cola.
I just can't do it. It makes my teeth feel gritty. But a cherry Coke. My wife loves cherry Coke. Oh, you're just gonna hit this.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hit that.
All right. I'm just using my old school Sagali 150, man.
Right, baby.
I'm like, I'm just gonna keep it real.
New school, old school.
Yeah.
No school.
Extra job, exposable income.
Preschool. Nice. There it is. Oh, look at that plumage.
It's a cola. It's definitely a cola. And I actually like it. I don't get a lot of the cherry. The cherry is a little bit at the end. That's fresh cotton, too. The cherry is a little bit at the end. If you can put some more on there and kind of soak it up a little bit. I don't know. Can you guys smell?
Can you smell that as cola?
I don't.
The Coca-Cola.
It smells sweet to me.
It's definitely cola.
I did smell a little cola. Biggie, if you could breathe right into my nose, let's work something out here.
I think it definitely loses something on our end compared to what you're well, getting.
But here's the thing.
That's definitely cherry cola.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. When I was smoking...
But it smells better than cigarettes.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Is even for the person who's not vaping, it's a more pleasurable experience. Yeah. I mean, we try not to blow it in your guys' face. We usually do, but...
I prefer when people don't blow things in my face.
I blow it in your face, Dustin.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, we can vape, and it's not bothering you guys on a serious
level. Right.
Right.
No, I would compare it to, like, when my great uncle would smoke
a cigar.
No, out of a pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Tobacco. Yeah. You know, like, that always was very sweet smelling. Whereas my grandparents' cigarettes just reeked. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this doesn't bother me at all.
Another great thing about vaping. All right. So now we're going to go. So the cherry Coke, a slight cherry, but heavy on the Coke. And I would say it's the old school Coke.
Coke. You're in love with
the Coke? I'm in love with the Coke.
All
right. All right.
So that was good. All right. Jason Reed, The Dream.
A floozy. No, I'm sorry. A crisp orange soft drink with a scoop of vanilla. That sounds pretty good. I'd have some of that. I'd have it breathed in my face by Big E.
Is this named after... Dustin Rhodes, the American Dream.
The American Dream, Dustin Rhodes.
The American Dream, Dustin Rhodes.
Dreamsicle. That's really all you can say.
It's a dreamsicle.
Nailed it.
I don't have it real hot, so you'll be able to handle it.
Can you not handle it too hot?
No.
How hot can you handle it?
Sometimes I blow his face off, I'll have it way. Yeah. God damn, what you got that?
Too like, hot to handle, too
he'll
cold.
He'll be like, here, try this, and I'll get it, and I'll hit it, and I'll just like, and I'll look at the thing, and it's like, 140 watts. I'm like, oh, okay.
140 face melts.
Some like it
this,
hot.
This has the creamy taste that the root beer doesn't. This has that orange dreamsicle. You know, like, you get that initial orange taste, but then when you get into the middle of that and that creamy.
Oh, yeah.
I really like this one. I am going to go ahead. We have one more to do, but I'm going to go ahead and say this one is my favorite of the line. It's elegant.
I can actually pick up the creamy notes on that one, just on.
Well,
on
and you nose. Have you have a craft nose.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your craft nose for a second.
You guys have a crafty nose.
When you do Drunken Lullabies, which is a craft beer show.
Right. We do basically what you guys are doing here, just on beer instead of juice.
But you guys a lot of times will smell the beer when you pour it.
Your nose accounts for half of your taste, you know. That's why things taste better when you're not sick.
That's why you drink beer out of a glass and not out of a bottle.
Yes, not out of a bottle, because you get your nose up in that shit and you get things
crack-a-lacking. So, you know, we're not just crazy here. So I definitely, if you like orange dreamsicle, this is definitely the one that you want. It's perfect.
It's the one that he wants.
It's
you are the one I want.
It definitely smells like it. Even just breathing in your guys, it totally smells. Even the cola, it smelled just like cola to me.
Right. And I would say that this is of the premier liquids that we've tried. Blue Raz is my number one.
Amen.
Blue Moon from No Name, which is the blue ice cream, is my second favorite. And I'm going to say The Dream.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
Is in the top three.
Nice.
All right, we have one more to go.
To go?
The cream.
Cream?
Or is it the creme?
The creme.
The creme?
The creme of the creme.
The creme, the creme. De la creme. I like
a smooth vanilla aged rustic cream soda.
It's so rustic.
What makes a cream soda rustic?
All these are like the classic recipes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the OGs.
The OGs.
Okay.
Although I don't think there's cocaine in the classic. Like Bummer. Originally on Coca-Cola.
Cocast.
What's this one?
It's called the creme.
The creme? Oh, like a cream soda.
Creme de la creme.
Definitely. Like that A&W that you the bottle that you get out of your vending machine? Definitely.
A little sweet, creamy.
Sweet, little creamy. Very nice.
Definitely got the
cream. Yeah, I like.
Yeah. Hello, spike levels. And I've been vaping on this most of the day. I'm not going to change my RDAs, but I'm not a big cream soda kind of guy. So, but like, you know, like you said, it tastes like an A&W cream soda. So, you know, basically, okay, so all four of these have a soda or drink theme.
Now you've had a Mountain, you love Mountain Dew. You're notorious for loving Mountain Dew. Yes. 10 at a time for a dime. Now, do you, you've had Mountain Dew vapes before that weren't great. Is that fair to say?
Right. I think I have had house blend Mountain Dews. I've had what?
Often duplicated, never replicated.
Duplicated.
That's the name of the.
That, you know what I'm saying? It's like you. It's often they try to duplicate it, but they can't ever replicate it.
Yeah, Mountain Dew is impossible.
No,
it tastes
Mellow Yellow is garbage. It's proof positive.
So even though that's your favorite drink of all time forever, it doesn't mean you can make a good vape out of it.
Right.
Here's some good examples of some great drinks converted into incredible vapes.
Right. So you know, we got four flavors here, and this is what I like about Premier Liquid. First of all, American Apparel.
Swag, swag.
Yeah,
look at American this. Apparel swag. Mm. I'm wearing a snapback hat. I never wear a snapback hat.
No, he doesn't. He looks good at it.
And just so you know, all this stuff was given to us way before we got this new pastime line. This is, you know, when I'm just saying, hey, this is great because they gave us all the swag.
You go way back with Premier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. PJ made us, we talked about it when we went to the St. Louis Vape Expo.
Made us feel like VIPs.
He made us feel like the coolest dudes in the whole world. And when we all know that we're not.
No, no.
This is news to me.
He had cute girls come and, you know, tickle us.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and they showed us moves that they had.
Oh, that's not what I thought.
Like Jagger? Like Jagger?
No. They showed us
their boobies. No.
If you go to PremierLiquid.com, PremierLiquids.com, there are a number of different lines. And what I like about them is they're making lines and not having a whole bunch of flavors. You know what I mean? Like,
let's keep it simple.
Here's four good flavors that all combine into, you know, this.
Like a greater theme?
Right.
This is a theme. This is the four flavors you get in that theme.
But there's tons of different.
And they all taste like
There's tons of different lines. So definitely go to PremierLiquids.com. Again, kudos on the flavors. Kudos on the cardboard, you know, box for them.
It's very aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
And I'm pastime e-liquids bottles are memories of days gone by, taking inspired from the great American soda shop flavors, proudly crafted by the Brew City Juice and No Name E-Juice crew in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can check them out on Facebook at Pastime Juice and on Instagram at Pastime Juice as well. Mm-hmm. And contact for wholesale. Contact sales at PremierLiquid.com, but you can order it just, you know, bottles. And also, I'm going to tell you, check them out for Blue Raz and the Blue Moon as well. Only thing is the bottles, but I don't know if it's everybody. If you follow
Premier on Instagram, you're going to get every one of those. Like, when this comes out, you're going to see all these flavors. They all show up on Instagram.
So kudos, PJ and the crew. We need to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah, we
to
do.
Go see a Brewers game.
I love Wisconsin.
And then just vape the shit out of
them. My grandpa lived in Wisconsin. My uncle still lives up in Wisconsin. Love Wisconsin.
So thank you very much, Pastime Craft Juice.
Yeah.
Well, I sent my pretty baby to a neighborhood store. My head was bobbling.
Well, guys, Blake has bestowed me the great honor of hosting my...
This could be the biggest mistake of my life.
Yes, it could be. Hosting my own segment that he normally hosts.
Off mic, he called it the great experiment.
Yes. So, you can get with that. Okay, we're going to play a little game like... that we like to call it, Would You Rather.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Never
what
heard
are
of it.
Okay. What are the rules?
The rules are, I'm going to give you two scenarios, and then you're going to choose which scenario best fits your attitude for the day or your life. So, here's your
now,
two
scenarios. Do we instantly just...
Do we ask questions?
No. I'm going to read you the two scenarios, and after I read you the two scenarios... Then I'm going to open the floor for questions.
Okay.
And you best wait for me to open the floor, or I'm going to dock you points just like the man does. So.
Amanda.
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 Okay. Light up my life.
You have to tell them to hurry up and get your questions in.
Yes.
Because I'm an asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. And also, if you have listened to the show for a while like I have, and
listen
some
for
of you have, Jason likes to hog the whole time.
He's an
asshole.
He's an asshole.
If you got a question, you better get it in, because if not, he's...
How does the point system work?
The point system work. Normally... Normally it's willy-nilly. This guy just kind of just gives you whatever at the end. And what happens is at the end, I'll tell you what one was the right answer, and then whoever out of the three of you guys get it, that's who wins.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Let's hit it.
All right, here's the two scenarios.
I have a question.
Okay. Well, don't even start.
Okay, go ahead.
That's negative 50 points.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's been at least 2 years since you've been on the other side of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
He let me host
Hasido
once.
Un rato?
Hasido un rato.
Hasido un rato.
It's been a while. All right.
Episode name.
Go ahead. Here we go. First scenario. Get caught watching your parents having sex, or... catch your parent, or your parents catch you having sex.
Now, am I having sex with my wife?
Well, hold on. I didn't open the floor.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
That's another 50 points. You're way down. All right. Okay. So I'm going to read them again. Get caught watching your parents having sex, or catch your parents watching you have sex. All right.
It is open for questions.
He's got his hand up.
Okay.
I have my hand up. Mine is a clarifying question. Uh-huh. You say get caught watching. So that means I'm watching for pleasure, my parents having sex?
No. You just happen to be walking down the hall and they have the door open for some reason. So you stumble.
So I'm kind of catching them, yeah. And we just make eye contact?
No, you just stumble upon it. There's no eye contact. They don't even know you're there.
Now, what position are your parents in?
Okay.
They are in the 69.
So I could make eye contact with either.
Well, your dad.
Eyes.
Your dad is going to be eyes deep in asshole. So you're probably not. You're probably not catching.
Depends on which way their bed's facing, I guess.
And so is your mom. She's got her balls. She's actually has your dad's balls in her face. So you're not. Neither one of them are looking at you. So, yeah. Wow. So you're walking down the hall. That the door's open for some reason. It's like 3:30 in the afternoon. Why they are
this
doing
is a lot
it.
Of information.
Dustin's got his hand up again.
This also implies that I still live at home.
No, this happened when you were...
Like, they invited me over for dinner, and then they couldn't wait?
Yes,
like,
that's exactly... You showed up
I come up for a fish fry, and instead I see somebody getting filleted.
You showed up early, which was a mistake.
Okay.
So they didn't.
Because that
you were
could,
there.
You know,
that in theory could happen.
Okay,
all right.
I have a question.
Okay,
in regards to them catching me have sex,
uh-huh.
Am I having sex at their house?
No, they're over for the weekend.
Okay, this is weird because my wife would never let me have sex on a weekend. Uh-huh. Most of all, if her parents are here,
right?
I just want to say quickly, this has nothing to do with the game, but Biggie, you look terrific this evening. I don't know what you're doing differently, but the past few times I saw it, you look radiant. I don't know if you've lost a couple pounds, but
I have. You're in the lead.
You look incredible.
Great. Now, is it my mother and my father that catch me, or is it one of the two of them?
It's both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah, they both catch you.
And
they're mortified. But
what position am I in?
You are railing her doggy style from the back. And your back's to the wall. You don't even know they're there.
My back's to the door?
Yeah, to the door. Your back's to the door. You don't even know they're there.
All right. So I just keep hitting it then.
Further question.
Okay.
Does them catching me end up in a long, drawn-out conversation that I don't want to have that is incredibly awkward, or do they just let it go and it's never mentioned again?
Let it go, and they actually stand there for like 25 minutes.
Well, that would not happen because I would not last 25 minutes. I would have
Well, I would notice they're there because I don't think anybody stays 25 minutes in doggy style. You got to change it up a bit.
You feel them staring holes right through you.
Yeah.
They're taking notes.
I got a question.
Notes?
Yeah. In this scenario, do I spend
I'd be like, stupid parents, listen, you did it right one time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can you make money from this? Either scenario?
Absolutely, because either way, there's cameras rolling on you, your parents for some reason, and when you're doing it, it's cameras rolling. So yeah, it's profitable either way. Because somebody's into that. Somebody's into the parents' shit. Right. It's somebody's into it.
Yeah, they have that.
And they'll pay for it.
They have that. A lot of porn where like the stepdad or fucks the stepdaughter.
Exactly. Yeah. It's classic scenario. Never the mom and dad though going at it. It's the mom and dad teaching the daughter. Usually.
I see.
You dirty whore.
Now I have a question.
Okay.
Now is my mom or my dad specifically moaning or saying anything in particular while watching?
No.
Dear son. No. When I kiss them having sex, what's the conversation like?
Your mom is moaning, amen.
Amen?
Amen?
She's like, amen.
I like it.
Podcasting God. No, wait.
Is my mom fucking me?
No.
Okay.
She's just thinking about it.
I was caught off guard.
Sorry, miss. Sorry, Blake's mom. Sorry. Hopefully you never listen to it. So sorry.
She doesn't listen.
So sorry. Any more questions?
I feel like there's so many more that we need to ask.
When I catch my parents, is my mom thinking about Blake too?
Yeah. We all are.
Oh. All right.
I have in the scenario where they catch me having sex, is the Asian woman that I'm having sex with, is she enjoying it?
It's Molly's not Asian, and
it's Molly.
She's half asleep.
Oh. Wow, it's like you've watched me have sex before.
Well, it's because she's been getting it from behind for 25 minutes. I think most
she's
people
bored.
Would fall asleep.
Like, I'm it's, done. Like a, it's like snake charming.
You've never lasted this long.
She's eating a sandwich.
She's squeezing her butt together as much as possible just to try to tighten it up to get done.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what that means.
I do know what it means. I didn't wish that you say it, though.
She's back there doing kegels. Come on, finish, son of a bitch. What's going on? What happened?
Put it in. It'll go faster.
Oh, gee, you were just standing back there. Any more questions?
I was just standing back there for 25 minutes.
25 minutes. Just staring.
Now what?
Just staring at it. All right. Okay. Questions?
So
it's done. Floor is closed.
If I...
Uh-oh.
Floor is closed.
Oh.
Okay.
But can I ask it anyway?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
The floor is reopened.
I'm open. Oh, questions are back open.
No, I don't want to go against the rules. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, Blake, would you rather be caught watching your parents having sex or get caught watching your parents having sex or catch your parents watching you have sex?
I would rather my parents catch me having sex.
Okay. Dustin.
Because I don't. Don't you want to know why?
Do we do our reasons?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I don't want to see my mom and my dad with no clothes on.
No.
No matter what. And if they catch me having sex, that's less detrimental to my life moving forward.
My life.
My wife.
If they see me having sex.
Okay, same answer for me.
All right.
One, because if I see them, I have to live with that image seared into my brain for many more years than they do. Also... me and my lady are a little bit better looking, I think. It'd be better to look at.
I'd watch that tape.
But so I just, they're going to have to take one for the team and see it happen.
He just said, I'd watch that tape.
You realize what he just said, right?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I just let it go.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you're aware.
Go. Unless it's going to get me points by acknowledging it,
you're
but I'm not
money.
For sure. Yeah.
FYI, Jason's still in the lead.
I picked the other scenario because I get to have that burned in my memory watching my parents have sex. And you know what? For the longest time after my parents' divorce, I thought I was the cause of it. And now seeing them have sex again would really help solidify a lot of things in my life. Maybe get me in a good relationship again, know that it's possible to love again. Also, as you really dive into internet porn, you go down just a dark, dark hole, and eventually parent fucking is something that's going to get you off. So I'll have that in my head. And also, my dad's a learned man when it comes to sexuality. Maybe, just maybe, old Pops teaches me a thing or two.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Well,
that was long winded. He probably should get points against him.
Yeah.
Long winded.
No. Okay. Sorry, Jason. You were in the lead, but the correct answer was getting caught watching your parents have sex. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody. This guy, though, was already negative 100 in the hole. So the winner?
Dustin. Oh!
Just because he wants to see me fuck.
I wish I wouldn't have had the volume too loud.
That's all right.
During the crowd.
Yeah. Say it again.
No. I don't go
say
back
it
to the well.
Again.
Scott, is that really why he won? Because you want to see him fuck? Is that why he won? Because of fuck?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
America.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Well, I got to do. I get to do.
Good job.
I get to
let's
do another,
hey, let's give a clap for Biggie.
All right,
you reeled it in a couple times. I thought you were going to lose it, but you reeled it in.
Whoa!
Audible fart.
Here is the release schedule. Well, episode 248, Bobby Bag of Donuts is now available. Episode 249, one of my favorite titles, Butt Squirtle is now available.
It's the best Pokemon ever.
Ever. Ever. Episode 251, Grandmaster Flaxseed will be available on June 3rd.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
You ready? And a one, and a two, and a three.
And don't forget, Friday, May 27th is Sunscreen Day.
Throughout the year, I apply and absorb so much white sunscreen into my body that I actually pee a thick, pearly cream at the height of my sexual pleasure. Also, Saturday, May 28th is Amnesty International Day.
Is this that thing where you sell items out of a catalog door to door? It's a fucking pyramid scheme. A scam, I tell you. Oh, I'm thinking of Amway. Amnesty is for human rights. Well, it's a fucking pyramid scheme. A scam, I tell you. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. We like them. We love them. We answer one of them. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, it's cool. I totally get it.
Ah, that was amazing. Something that's never been... I think we solved the problem. I think we've solved the problem.
We have to read it like a child in grade school.
That was almost like my robot voice on fucking spaghetti right. Westerns.
Oh, folks, we had a good time tonight. We talked about some vape juice. Make sure to go to premierliquid.com and check it out. And go on their Facebook. Tell them that you heard about it from IBWIP. For those of you... who like YouTube, you can check out that segment on our four-camera high-definition, just a review. You can see Big E. You can see Jason.
Yes.
You can see Dustin's shirt and top of his head.
Yep.
And our sweet cloud production and me with a snapback hat on. Which
snapback which and is tattoos.
Snap, yeah.
That's a song.
I want to thank everybody for checking it out. Plug in FCF Network. Go to fcfnetwork.com. That's where you can find all the great shows that IBWP are affiliated with.
Yep, yep.
fcfnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the shows on Google Play, iTunes, Podcast Addict, whatever your podcast.
Podbean?
Google
no,
Play.
No, 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 no.
Okay. Fuck them.
Fuck Podbean.
Fuck them.
All right. Dustin.
Yep.
You, again, appreciate you dressing up.
Thanks.
Mucho gracias.
Looking mm-hmm. sexy.
Looking sexy, and I can't wait to watch the video of you and Freckles
I can't
fucking.
Either.
Oh,
can't
either.
I'm cool that you went ahead and decided that without her.
I decided approval. Nothing.
I will pay the one-time price.
Whatever it is, you will pay it.
Hey, we got to start a GoFundMe after this.
Go fuck me?
GoFuckMe.com. Voice, why don't you go ahead and plug your show?
Drunken Lullabies, new show every Sunday. We actually had one recently. Me and my daughter, we drank craft soda.
Oh,
yeah, probably the only family-friendly episode we will ever have.
And the bad thing about that is it still comes up as explicit because iTunes says you can either be explicit
right.
all the time or never.
Yeah. Was it this Sunday's episode?
That came out, or is it coming
not.
Up?
It's not. I heard this Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. It's it's on there. I'm trying to remember it's called.
2 weeks from me. Yeah.
So check that out. And if you like explicit drinking and
who is,
farting
is it just
and
the two
check out 2 weeks ago when Dustin got really drunk. That was fun.
Is it just the two of you?
For the soda one? Yeah. Okay. Blake and Brutal Eric are there at the beginning, and then they had to bail, so Drew and I killed the rest of the six-pack.
There you go.
So. My daughter and I killed a six-pack.
Of soda. Of and soda. She can burp like a pro.
Wow. Wonder where she gets that
so the
from.
The drinking game is in play.
Across from me, the man I'm now dating, because we went to a different city together and spent the night in a hotel.
Biggie wants to see that video.
He writes...
Oh, wait a minute. Me and you have went to two cities together.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So we're dating, too.
You can have them.
Oh, wait. We've all been to two cities
I'll
together.
I'll take them.
We all have them.
The man who writes and prints stuff out.
Mainly print.
And comes up with everything. Bottle Cap Kid, thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Do you have anything? Oh, sorry.
Oh, gee.
Do you have any? Do you have a podcast you'd like to plug?
No.
I'll plug it for you. Check out Couch Pilots on the Fakata Comedy Network.
Blake looked so heartbroken that I wasn't about to... I'm sorry. Yeah, check out Couch Pilots on the FCF Network. We have a lot of fun. Blake and I, it's usually just the two of us. Sometimes we have a special guest in there. We talk about pilot episodes of television shows that failed, and we have a hell of a good time doing it.
It's funny.
I know I've racked up a lot of miles. I've got to be due for a flight.
I think so. The list is so long, but you will be on. You will definitely
be on. Did you get a hold of that festival?
The other network?
Yeah.
Nope.
You need to do that.
We do need to do it.
We talked about it on the show.
The other network.
It's all about pilots.
We'll talk.
I'm trying to help you guys network.
We'll talk about it later.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's fine.
You should listen to your own show.
I listened to it.
And now,
I can't remember.
Finally, who this guy has, at first, had a glowing light of God on his shoulder. Now, perfectly crisp, high definition. The vape man himself, zero nicotine, not three.
Mm-mm.
It's Biggie. Thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, that was a good night.
How did you do, Biggie?
On the fly, on that, on improvising, on the would you rather, I think I did a hell of a job.
And he drank more beer than I did.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, yeah, because I'm...
This guy had a rough weekend.
By the end of the night, I'm going to give you your 24-hour coin that you'll give back to me tomorrow. All right, folks, thank you very much for checking out IBWIP. We love you, and we hope you had a good time. Thanks again to Premier Liquids and Pastime Craft Juice. They're all great.
Yes, they are.
Wonderful. Hey, here's a fun fact. I'm called the Bottle Cap Kid not just because I collect them, but because I twist them off with my asshole. Don't believe me? Look me up on xhamster.com. Pretty good?
That was a good one.
Pretty good one?
Who wants another beer? I put able because I didn't know if you wanted to say able for humor or if you wanted to actually...
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.